Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. You know what I realized this weekend, Jonesy, when I was watching all the football?
What?
I actually get exercise watching the game.
Yeah,
it's stressful. I yell and I scream.
Yes.
I occasionally even jump out of the barker line.
Yeah.
So I feel that I am burning calories while watching these games.
It's a fair point.
Because I got to tell you something. I'm not the historian. The man I'm about to introduce is. Mm-hmm. I can't give you a better weekend of football than I just witnessed
yeah,
in the NFL.
It's impossible.
Ladies and gentlemen, a man who could address this better than anyone. From NBC Sports Philadelphia and the author of the great book, Finished Business, the great Ray Dittinger. Hi, Ray.
Good morning, Ange.
Ray, is the NFL better now than ever?
Oh, boy. If you just watched this weekend, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
Wow.
If there's ever been a better weekend of pro football, I can't remember it. I mean, it was, each game you kept thinking, well, the next game can't be any better than that. And it was, you know, and you had three absolutely great games leading up to the one last night, and that topped them all. This was a great weekend for the National Football League. You know, it really was a great weekend for the National Football League. Can't wait to see what the TV ratings are going to be for that, because it was a monster, and everybody that watched, even if you weren't a great football fan, man, it was entertaining.
Wow. All right, Ray, I'm going to go through each of these games. And the first one, I may be the only one who had this reaction because I haven't heard it written anywhere or said anywhere. I'm watching Tennessee, and Tennessee has the ball, and Tennessee should be able to win this game. And Tennessee takes over with first and 10 at their own 16-yard line, and they are leading in the game. And they run a play. All they got to do is milk the clock. They need one first down.
Right.
They run the first play at 2:43. They take it down to the 2-minute warning. Right? They need 3 points to win the game. Then the next play is at 1:46. The next play is at 1:08. Ray, I'm watching it. You know what I'm getting flashbacks to?
Oh, yeah, the Andy Reid Super Bowl.
Yes! Were you thinking the same thing?
I was.
Oh, yeah. What were they doing? What were they doing with the clock in that spot?
I don't know. I think that they just got ultra cautious, you know, and Tannehill had already thrown two interceptions.
Yep.
And looked very shaky. And I think that they didn't want to try to go faster because they were afraid it would just it might lead them to turning the ball over yet again. So they were being ultra cautious and ultra conservative in their approach. I think largely because they were a little afraid of their quarterback, and then he winds up making the big mistake anyway.
But Jonesy, this is what we were saying with the Buffalo game. If the more cautious you are, the more inclined you are to fail, right, Ray?
Yeah, it does happen that way. It really does. It really does. And I was thinking the same thing with the Tennessee team. I don't know if I've ever seen a game where a team gets 9 sacks and loses, you know, or look at it the other way, that a team where the quarterback takes 9 sacks and still wins. First of all, if he gets 9 sacks, chances are very good he's not even going to finish the game, you know, much less win the game. But that'll just give you some idea of how good this kid Burrow is already, and how great he can be. I loved him watching him at LSU. I mean, he to me he's one of the best college quarterbacks I've ever seen, and I didn't have any doubt that it was going to translate to the NFL because he's just that good. But then I saw the team he stepped into in Cincinnati, and forget their history and the fact that they had never won a postseason game on the road, and they have this long history of failure and all that kind of stuff. I knew he was good enough to transform that. But my great concern was, you know, the offensive line is terrible, you know, and I really didn't want to see him be one of these young quarterbacks that with all this talent that comes to the NFL, gets with a bad team, gets behind a bad offensive line, and just gets murdered. You know, and you never see him achieve that level of greatness.
Andrew Luck, basically.
Well, guess what? They haven't improved the line, and he's still great. I mean, that's the thing. But they better – I mean, they're on an incredible roll, and it really starts with him. I mean, he's energized and made believers out of that whole city and the team and all his teammates. I mean, they fully are invested in Joe Burrow, as they should be, because I think he's that special.
Right.
But moving forward, what they have to do is they absolutely have to make that offensive line better. They would do. I would hate to see this kid's career cut short.
Let me get to some of these other big moments that happened this week, because there's another situation here that developed with the Green Bay Packers. And we were talking before, Ray, about things happen in these playoff games that you never fully live down. The special teams coordinator for the Packers, he allowed a blocked field goal, then a absolutely fatal blocked punt, and then on this deciding field goal, only had 10 men on the field, right? Mm-hmm. Do you live that down? Like, Ray, don't you get fired immediately after that? What happens to somebody?
Yeah, no, I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think of great special teams gaffes, I mean, they almost always wind up with the guys getting fired, even if they were good coaches.
Right.
You know, even if they had great histories. I mean, remember the Music City Miracle?
That
coach gets fired the next day, and he was one of the best special teams coaches in football. But, and you left out one thing. They also gave up a 45-yard return on the opening kickoff of the second half.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I said this to Glenn yesterday when we did the show together. When they were lining up for that punt, I said to myself, this is going to get blocked.
Really?
Because the thing is, I had watched Green Bay all year, and their special teams were so bad. I mean, they were so bad. And week after week, it isn't like they had like one bad play or one bad game or something. They were terrible every single week. But Rodgers was able to overcome it. But in this situation, punting out of their own end zone with the game on the line, as bad as they had been all year, I said the 49ers are going to block this punt, and sure enough, they did.
All right, Ray, I'm going to play this because it's such a nondescript play that I believe will haunt Sean McDermott for the remainder of his life in the NFL. He's on the brink of knocking off Andy Reid and the Chiefs in KC in the biggest win of his career, and then he blows it with this.
Put this kick on the ground, burn up some time.
Yeah, honestly, you just don't want it to be a normal kickoff. You want to be just a little short and make it so you guys can make sure the tackle. Because if you, I just wouldn't want to give Mahomes. I don't necessarily agree with that.
And launches it deep.
Take 4 or 5 seconds off. Mahomes now has 2 plays.
How big a mistake is that, Ray?
Very big. Very big. I was sure they were going to kick the ground ball.
Yeah.
You know? And even though you're obviously going to give up some yardage, they're probably going to get it somewhere outside the 30. The thing is, it's going to take them 5 or 6 seconds to get possession of the ball. And which means, okay, you're going to give away 10 yards, but you're going to pick up half of the remaining time. It was obviously the play. It was obviously the play. And I don't want to hang it on Sean. In his post-game press conference, he does take the blame. You know, he does say, look, it's my decision. It all comes back to me. But that's really a call that's for the special teams coach.
Wow.
That he's got to go to Sean and say, hey, listen, we got to kick the squib, not necessarily the squib, but the hard line drive that makes them spend 6 or 7 seconds trying to corral it and get control of it. That was, I was positive they were going to do that. I was shocked when they didn't. But still, you look at it and you say, well, you know, 13 seconds, you know, and they got the ball at the 25-yard line. But still, You know, in that situation, yeah, the ground ball kick was what was the way to go. And it's a shame that, you know, that was the kind of game that you felt, you felt like neither team deserved to lose. You know, you felt bad for whichever team had lost, you would have felt bad for them. Because what you saw last night was just amazing football. And I don't think I've ever seen a final 2 minutes that was anything like what we saw last night. It was just amazing. And, you know, if you are a football fan, and I guess we're all football fans, aren't we, you have to feel great about the future of the game to have seen this weekend, to see talents like Mahomes and Allen and Burrow, and see this next generation of young quarterbacks play that well on the big stage. I mean, I found it just brilliant. This was a crazy NFL year, and I don't know that it was a particularly good year. You know, you and I talked a lot on Mondays about every weekend, you can't really figure out who the good teams are. They're up, they're down. The level of play is not great. The officiating is not great. There's a lot of stuff. You can find a lot of fault. And that was true this year. But, man, a weekend like this, it really restores your faith in the National Football League.
Ray, one last thing. One last observation I got watching the Rams play. Aaron Donald faced the same blockers that Fletcher Cox did. Aaron Donald ran roughshod over those same players that Fletcher Cox was invisible against. Did that not underscore the fact that Cox no longer is a factor compared to a great defensive tackle like Aaron Donald?
Yeah, well, Aaron Donald puts them all to shame. I mean, he's just he's unique. I mean, and the thing that amazes me about him, and if you go back and you watch games over again, which I do, I'm just amazed by the guy, because not only is he great, and he's great every week, but he never comes off the field.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. I mean, you look at other defensive linemen, defensive tackles, defensive ends, it really doesn't matter. Even the really good ones, everybody talks about rotation. You know, you got to have 6 or 7 of these guys, and you rotate them through, and guys need to take a couple series off to get their breath and to rest up, and so that they can be strong in the fourth quarter. Aaron Donald never comes off the field. I mean, he plays, if their defense is on the field for 80 snaps, 75 snaps, doesn't matter, he plays every one of them. And he's still the best player on the field in the fourth quarter. He's better than Fletcher Cox, but he's better than a lot of people.
Yeah, but all these other people are not getting $100 million the way Cox is, right? Cox is really, that contract is awful, and he has checked out. And it's frustrating me. It really is. He doesn't have any impact on games anymore.
No. You know, there was a time earlier in his career where he would be in big moments where he would take over. You know, and the run to the Super Bowl was a really good example of that. I mean, the first playoff game in that Super Bowl run when they played Atlanta, people kind of forget about that one because they kind of remember the great game against Minnesota, and they surely remember the Super Bowl. But people sometimes forget what a struggle it was to get through that first game against Atlanta, because the offense wasn't that good, and Nick wasn't that good. What saved them in that game really was the defense, and Fletcher was the best player on the field. But he hasn't been anywhere close to that since then.
Nope.
But Aaron Donald has been that every week for years. He's amazing. I mean, you talk about a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's right there.
Ray did it. Ray, we'll be talking to you again later, I'm sure. Great expertise is always right. Thanks, pal.
Hey, my pleasure. Take care, Ray.
Right.
Bye-bye.
And now, one other thing about that Atlanta game. I still think Julio Jones should have caught that ball.
Oh, my God, yes.
I still see that ball going between his arms and his. One other thing I want to mention, and maybe it's just me. I can't stand Aaron Rodgers. And the reason I can't stand him, Al, is because he's a smug, sanctimonious jerk.
Mm-hmm. Know-it-all.
He has his new self-appointed Bobo, Pat McAfee.
Yeah, that's his guy.
And now, Al, after being eliminated, now he has no complaint either. He got 10 points.
Yeah.
10 points should not win you any game.
He had plenty of opportunities
to make a play. He got no complaints. He looked bad in that game. All right, he go, oh, it's snowing in Lambeau. It's snowing in Lambeau every
all
game
the time.
He's played. He's played
like,
in a dozen
special
of
special teams. I'm like, it's no. Aaron Rodgers. You need to have more than 10 points.
Maurice Drayton is a special teams coach, and if he still has a job today, I'm amazed because that was his bad job. They ruined the whole season. That ruined the whole season.
Terrible.
But Aaron Rodgers, so here's what happened. So Rodgers, after the game, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like him. I don't like his politics. I damn well don't like his attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets knocked out. And as you know, he's anti-vaccine, and he lied about it, said he was immunized. You know the whole story. And Rhea immediately, because Rhea works from a negative perspective, she goes on social media to see what people are saying about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And Al, some of the stuff on social media, if you weed out the stupid stuff, there's some witty comments in there.
Yeah.
Right, Rhea, there was some...
Hilarious.
Very good. So I went, hold on. This could be a great opportunity for a young man like Kyle Quinn, who's still trying to decide what he wants to do. He's our assistant right now, but I think we're talking about a radio.
Yeah, if he's listening.
Radio. It's no future here. So I said, what if we made him a stand-up comic and had Ava Graham, whose dad was an iconic stand-up comic, Big Daddy Graham, and she produced it. And Al, this, all the material you're hearing came directly from Wisecracks on social media after Rodgers got eliminated. Listen.
Ladies and gentlemen from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and your headliner tonight, welcome to the stage, Kyle Quinn.
Thank you. But seriously, I was watching that Packers game the other day, and I'm going to need everyone to stop making fun of Aaron Rodgers. He hates being needled. Aaron Rodgers told Pat McAfee, I'm doing my own research on whether or not we lost to the 49ers. If there was a vaccine for choking in big games, would Aaron Rodgers get it? Hey, I thought Aaron Rodgers had a shot, which has happened before. It's wild that Aaron Rodgers didn't get better protection from the 49ers. With his natural immunity. Oh, but look on the bright side. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to worry about meeting Joe Biden at the White House. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Try the veal.
Kyle Quinn, ladies
kid
and
nailed
gentlemen.
It. The kid nailed
his
it.
His delivery
is he pretty
was
good
great.
Or not? I told you, Al, he has timing. That kid has timing.
Doesn't like to be needled. That's pretty good. That was well done.
That was all material provided by social media.
Excellent.
Good job there,
Rhea. KyleQuinn.com.
215-592-9494. Al, could you give me, it's National Peanut Butter Day, and we don't have many entries for one of the best giveaways if you're at Eagles Fair we could offer you. It's a vintage Eagle bundle, courtesy of Shy Vintage Sports, where there's a story in every stitch. Go to ShibeSports.com. These are seven different Eagles-related prizes, including Kelly Green T-shirt,
books,
hats, books, tote bags. It's a great package of great stuff. And three other fine prizes to boot. We need better ones than what we got. What are the best uses of peanut butter, Al?
Well, the obvious is Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, PB, and jelly sandwich, peanut butter ice cream. And I'm curious about this one. Is there peanut butter and Butterfingers?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I don't know. You better check. I don't even know if there is. I haven't had one in 30 years.
No.
Maybe 40.
Yeah,
215.
You'll lose a few cavities on that.
Excuse me.
It's happened to me before.
Are you suggesting I'm aging?
No. Because
I am not. I am not aging, and I don't smell.
You're a little long in the tooth, though.
I am not. 215. Now, listen, I got Bob, I got Steven, and I got Eagles Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you tons of room to get on this radio program if you call right now. 215-592-9494. You watch the games. What it make you think about your Eagles? Mm. WIP Sports Time, 717. All right, 724. Keith Jones, you had two fine selections for sports entertainment last night. You had the Sixers in San Antonio facing the iconic Greg Popovich,
the man,
political commentator. And then you had the Bills in Kansas City.
Yes.
How much of one did you watch versus the other?
I watched zero of the Sixers.
You did never even I put never, the Sixers
I watched
on.
The score, and I saw that
but
they were
that
leading,
it.
And that was all.
That
I,
was it.
Yeah, I had no interest in it.
Al Morganti, separate the two events. How much of each?
I did not watch any of the basketball at all.
You understand that part of your responsibility here at the morning show is to be up to date on the basketball unit.
Yeah, there is tape.
Okay, fine. Rhea Hughes, how much of each?
Which segment are we devoting to the 76ers this morning?
This one.
Okay, zero.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Bob from Bucks County because he said, in your face, he watched none of the football.
Crazy.
And all of the basketball. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, everybody?
Explain this, Bob. You did not watch any of the Bills Chiefs, but you watched the Sixers?
Simple explanation for me. I'm a Philadelphia sports fan. As soon as the Philadelphia team's out, I'm out.
Wow. All right. That's there rare. Are some of you, Bob. I understand that. But this morning, with everybody going, oh, that Bills Chiefs game was one for the ages, does it make you feel bad?
It makes me feel bad because Andy Reid and his cast of criminals won the game.
Very good answer, Bob. I couldn't have scripted a better answer than that one. But none of that would mean, like, the next time this happened, you still just watch the local team.
It depends what else is on. You know, if I'm literally doing nothing and I have nothing else in my life to do, then I will watch and hope that the Chiefs lose.
All right. During the timeouts in the Sixers game, did you swing over and check it out?
Yeah, I did see some of that fourth quarter. Right. I did, and I did see the overtime, and I think that rule is pathetic. I know that they should have stopped them with 13 seconds. Don't get me wrong. Of course they should have, but that overtime rule is pathetic. They got to change that.
All right. I guess we'll deal with that in a second here. Bob, but could you please give me a great use of peanut butter on National Peanut Butter Day?
If you ever go to an Amish food market, farmer's market, you got to get their peanut butter pie to die for.
Peanut butter pie?
Really?
That's an interesting item. That might be worth checking out. All right, Al, I don't want to belabor this, but it keeps coming up, so we may as well deal with it. So the game is tied. It's the game that determines the fate of the season for two teams.
Right.
They go out to the midfield, and they flip a coin.
To see who would win the game, yeah.
And the Chiefs win the coin toss, and you know they're going to win the game at that point.
Yeah, and if they went the other way, you knew the other team.
What is a rule change proposal that would fix that injustice?
You get the ball back.
Well, you do what college does?
Yeah, you do a college. Yeah. You just get the ball back. It's simple.
Do you enjoy the colleges when they go like five overtimes?
It's right, hold on. Let me pursue this a little further. All right, so you get the ball back, you score. Yeah. Right, so both teams score.
Yeah.
Now you kick it off to that team. Yeah. If they score, you get to answer again.
Yeah, it's college football rules. It's
so
terrible.
They have to. You have to top what they do on each possession the whole way through.
Yeah.
And then they make you get 2-point conversions as it moves along.
Oh, they do. By the third one, they start with the 2-point. Would you do that too?
Better than this.
But you wouldn't start from the 25, right? That they'd start at the other team's 20. You just want the college football rule.
Yeah, I want whatever it is, the other team gets to match it.
But don't
earn it.
Hold on.
You
don't like the shootout in hockey, though, do you?
I hate the shootout.
Well, isn't that a form of a shootout?
Yeah, it's gimmicky.
It's not exactly the game. If you're giving the team the ball at the other team's 25-yard line, that's not the game. You didn't earn your way to the 25-yard line.
Yeah, but you didn't get the ball.
Well, I don't see how you could hate the shootout like that.
I don't like the shootout at all. I would rather have a tie.
But both teams get a chance.
But
they don't use it in the playoffs.
I like the playoffs. In the playoffs, they don't have a shootout. They play
Jonesy,
somebody
what's your
wins?
Argument that you don't need it? This
I like the way the overtime is in football. I think it's the right way. I think Buffalo had a chance to defend. If they hold them to a field goal, then they have a chance to go back down and kick a field goal or win the game themselves. If the Kansas City Chiefs are good enough to go down and score a touchdown, that's the Bills' problem. They should have stopped them.
Okay. There's the two arguments. You really got both of them. Tell me what you feel.
Frankly, though, in last night's game, I didn't want it to end. I would have been going to overtime after overtime.
College games.
More
of
attrition
like
at that point.
Well, the one good thing about the playoffs is it can't end in a tie. They keep playing all night. Those are great. When they go on, when you're 20 minutes into extra time, that's fun.
Oh, my God.
That's
the drama.
And the fans. And at that point, like Fletcher Cox, you'd start to see he was getting tired. Well, you would have seen that in the first series. Okay. Anyway, Eagles, Shirley's up next. Hi, Cheryl.
Morning, family friends, everyone. Hey, Jonesy.
Morning.
All right, Cheryl, what did you learn about the Eagles by watching all the football over the weekend?
So I watched 3 out of the 4 games.
Okay.
Because I had to watch my Sixers.
Wow.
Let me tell you why. So me and my friends, we just try to do last-minute stuff. So we was like, let's go to the Sixers game on Friday. So I go down there, try to get some tickets, and, they only had, the seats in the 200 section, which there's nothing wrong with that, but,
Right.
Make a long story short, I said, well, you know what? I might as well go shopping. So I went shopping, and once I got home, I'm like, oh, man, they tearing it out. Oh, my gosh, they going crazy. When they lost by 1 point, I was so happy I wasn't at that game.
Yeah. All right. Sean, I want to play. I want to put you on hold for 1 second. I want to play this because something great happened after the game. I don't know who this was. Rhea, do you know who this guy was that answered that asked the question of Doc Rivers?
I do not. I do
this
not.
This Al is a nasty questioner. I did not ever get the information of who it was, but I applaud him. We got to find out who it is. John Johnson was sending this out to lots of people. Mm-hmm. I think he endorsed the line of questioning.
Yeah.
Because they lost by one. They were up by 24. And Doc Rivers, this guy, they're doing the Zoom conference. You got to hear this question and hear how annoyed it made Doc Rivers.
What part of this loss would you attribute to coaching?
I don't know. Would you ask Pop that question? No, you wouldn't. So don't ask me that question. I've earned that.
What have you earned?
Hold on. The question was, what part of this loss do you attribute to coaching?
That's a pretty simple
question. It was a lot to attribute to coaching. They never figured out how to deal with the zone. They fell apart late in the game. He didn't have a timeout at the end, so they had to inbound it from behind the back. It was a poorly coached strategic game by the Sixers. It was a valid question.
And Krell.
He wants to compare his record to Popovich? Really, man? Popovich has got some rings, doesn't he?
He's got like five?
Four at least.
And he's got one.
One. That's not. No, you're not on that level. And here's the irony of it.
You are the coach of the team.
You're allowed
to be asked about whether coaching impacted it.
And I just, so you know where Popovich is at all this, Al. Popovich, after his team stinks this year.
Yeah.
But he doesn't care anymore, Al, because he no longer discusses basketball. He dealt with some political issue. Here we go.
You know, you still see it today with the voting rights.
Oh, voting rights.
Issues that are going on.
Oh.
We have two senators that.
Oh, great. Political compensations. Good. This is what I need for my basketball coach. Insights into politics.
It's for political reasons.
Anyway, Doc was not happy. So, Shaw, I'm sorry I had to intercede. I had to get that in. Doc,
oh, wow, yeah.
But he Glad blew the game. Doc blew the game, and he didn't like being asked about it.
Yeah, I you know what? When he was talking, his press conference, I kind of had it muted, so I missed that question.
No, that was good. I had too, because I didn't like his attitude one bit.
So that's why I watched the Sixers game, because I'm saying to myself, listen, Joel Embiid, he's doing all that he can, and if y'all don't get this man some help right now, so I said, you know what, whatever. But I want to talk about, just for a few seconds, and then I want to give my opinion on Kyle and his comedian.
All right, but give me your thoughts on the football.
No, real quick. So watching Rams take down Tom Brady, there was one sequence, one part when, I don't know the young man named that fumbled the kick return. When he fumbled that kick return and gave them the ball back, and on the sidelines, what the guys did, they went to him, they was hitting his back, let him know everything is all right. Then I rewind back to when our boy Riga, Jalen Reagor, did the same exact thing.
Right.
What happened? He's sitting on the sidelines by himself.
Yep.
I'm saying, look at this. They tired of his stuff. They are tired. After a while, your teammates going to get tired of you messing up.
Thank you.
And I saw that.
That's a great insight. You're right. Because they know Reagor stinks, Cheryl.
Yeah,
there's no redeeming him. The guy that fumbled the ball, the Akers, they went, oh, he's a good guy. Well, let's support him. They don't want Reagor on the team.
That was enough. When I saw that and I thought about the same exact thing happened. The same exact thing happened. But them guys on the Rams team, they went and they supported him. They tapped him on the back. They let him know he was going to be all right. They sat next to him. Reagor was sitting over there by himself.
All right, now, Cheryl, Kyle came in. He would like your review of his performance.
Hit me, Shirley.
Let me tell you something. Stop it, y'all. Let me tell you something. What I heard was confidence. Kyle, you got the makings of being a great stand-up comedian if you choose to.
Oh.
Your voice, your swagger, your delivery, you was funny. I loved it. I loved every bit of
great.
It.
Oh. Cheryl, see, that's what makes you special. You take young people like this, you encourage them, Cheryl.
Yes.
And then they have hope and confidence, and then they conquer big challenges because they have people like you supporting them. That's beautiful what you did there, Cheryl.
He just needs a great writer like Conklin. He'll be unbelievable.
No, he didn't write that stuff.
I know.
No. All right. Cheryl.
Segment, Judge, that y'all can add in. Ava producing, Cal doing the comedic part. Do five. Do that segment once a week. Build that into that.
I know. Well, I don't know where I'm getting the material, but you're right that I want to develop this young man out here, because I'm going to tell you something. He's got a better future than Rager. Oh, yes, he does. He's got a better future, and I'm supporting him more than the Eagle players are supporting Rager.
You better. Let's do it. Let's do this, baby. I got you.
Give me one, baby. Give me one.
D-A-G-L-A-S. Come on, Eagles. What are y'all about to do in postseason? I love y'all. God bless.
Love you, Cheryl. There you go. Steve, Tom, you guys. Oh, I got a guy from KC calling it. Ooh. Don't you leave, Tom. Cazal, Andy Reid has acquired more criminals.
Yeah, I know. He's for the future. You know he's got to get
this
him for the future.
This is how you realize in life. There's no justice.
No?
Keeps bringing on guys off the police blotter. Keeps getting the breaks that no one else gets. Oh, right?
Yeah, the coin went his way.
The coin.
Yep.
It's a flip of a coin now. It's 50-50. Yep. Coin went the other way. He's out.
He's out, yeah.
Josh Allen goes down. He scores.
So you're on my side.
No, he's not.
I'll be honest with you. I moved over a little. But I'm not moving one iota on Jalen Hurts.
Hey, Ego.
Not one iota.
Lego my ego.
What do you have, Ava? What do you got over there?
Well, I do have
there?
The question of the day brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com, view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. How much of the NFL playoffs did you watch over the weekend? 68% all four games.
Whoa. Wow.
17% 2-3 games, 12% bits and pieces, and only 3% no Eagles, no me.
That was Bob. All right, let's move the question over so we can break down last night, because I need these numbers. This is important to understand what our fan base is thinking right now. Here's question two.
You have to give it to me. You never did.
Which game? Which game? All right, everybody shut up. Which game did you watch last night? Sixers, Spurs, Bills, Chiefs. Whichever one you watched more gets credit for the entire vote. 215-592-9494.
Did you ask Pop that question?
Lots more of your insights, including Jonathan Gannon. Mm-hmm. Not on the air. We're going to talk about him when we come back. Yeah. WIP Sports Time. All right, welcome back at 743. I just got to mention this very quickly because I was very most outraged I was the whole week is when I went to NBC Sports Philadelphia and listened to Ruben Frank. Mm-hmm. He wrote the argument for how great a job Gannon did this year, Jonathan Gannon, defensive coordinator. And all I kept thinking the whole time is, did you watch the games? Because Jimmy Kemsky is going to be our guest at 8 o'clock, broke down now what the great quarterbacks you saw this weekend, Tom Brady, guys like that, Patrick Mahomes, what they did to Gannon.
Yep.
And it wasn't even – it was laughable. It was what the Buffalo did to Mahomes in the final 13 seconds.
Yeah.
He basically played way off everybody. They caught the ball. They ran for 20 yards. Somebody tackled. Mm-hmm. This was the Jonathan Gannon approach. And here's what is amazing. Jonesy, this is what I wish I – Matt Klentak left the Phillies yesterday.
Yes.
Yay.
And got another job.
Doing what?
He is a special assistant for the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, I don't know what that is. Maybe he's getting them coffee, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
But he was hireable after the absolute horrible job he did here. Gannon, to me, this was as much a defense I hated as any I have been here 32 years. This defense was no damn good against any quarterback who knew what he was doing.
That's the key. Anybody
if you
could pass
knew
the
what
ball,
you were
no
doing,
good.
He was powerless to stop you and had a philosophy that failed all the time.
Yes.
Jimmy Kemsky at 8 o'clock was play wide. Here's the amazing part of the story. He's gotten 3 job interviews and is going back to Houston for a second interview for their head coaching job.
Incredible.
How does that, Josie, how does it happen?
He must be a great interview. He must have a lot of allies that are really pushing him to different people.
Josie, it's what everybody says. Is that, you know,
he's not a great interview. He did a news conference every week. He sounded like a moron.
Yeah, I don't get it. I didn't see any. I saw no signs of him being a great head coach.
When we played cuts of him this year, did you say to yourself, wow, there's a head coach?
No.
No.
Hey, Jonathan.
The guy, how? Explain it.
Must interview well, but I will. He really didn't have any talent.
Oh.
Right. I mean, he really didn't. I mean, there's two guys, right?
All right, who's the two guys?
The Slay and the guy that's not Cox is the other guy that they doubled.
Hargrave.
Yeah.
Hargrave, okay.
Yeah.
Not Cox.
No.
No.
No. That's what I'm saying, that they're so bad that, that you know, that
all right, but
really
what he was doing
much.
Was not good. The thing is, when you watched an aggressive defense take on Tom Brady, did you not immediately see what was wrong with the philosophy of Jonathan Gannon?
Yeah.
You can't let Brady sit back there and wait
for
somebody to break
times,
open.
Who?
Oh, that, yeah, but that get, well, towards the end.
Four times.
I just, this is the, you, Brady, with the philosophy Gannon had, was unstoppable. He proved it twice this year against Gannon.
Yeah, he did.
How does that get Gannon an upgrade to another job?
It's not those things, because you can sell that it's Brady. It's the Jets, Wilson. Made him look like a Hall of Famer for a half. He walked up and down there. Taylor Heineke. I mean, there were games where he just allowed guys to do whatever they wanted.
And Ruben Frank said he was awesome. Wow, he did so much with so little. He's a man. Please, Houston.
Well, they're going to hire him.
Houston, I'm begging you. Please take him. Please. Rhea's warmed the car up.
Yes.
I will ride shotgun. Right. We will bring you there. We will stop at posh restaurants all the way from here to Houston. We'll both take leave of absences.
Will you wear sunglasses?
We will go
you guys
together.
Wear sunglasses?
I will. You can, whatever you want to hear on the radio. Maybe you don't want to hear sports talk. We'll play music
well,
for
they
you.
Can.
We'll give you whatever you want.
He loves sports.
You want TED Talks. Yeah. We'll put those on for you. Whatever you want, it'll be a glorious ride to your next destination, Houston, Texas.
How are we doing, everybody?
Just please, please, please leave. And maybe you have an affiliation with your big lineman, Fletcher Cox. Take him with you, all right? Al,
what?
Front seat. Rhea driving. Me shotgun. Back seat. Jonathan Gannon. Fletcher Cox.
That sounds like a party.
Furthermore, Al, don't take any money out of your pocket. Uncle Angelo pays the freight.
Oh, Jonesy can do that, yeah.
Well, you know what, Jonesy? Jonesy just won $16,000
courtesy
on a slot machine.
Yeah, he won't shut up about
Uncle Jonesy.
It.
Yeah. Well, Jonesy, yes. Would you bankroll our entire trip?
Let me watch the video.
No, he's got a video of the slot machine winning him $16,000.
Yeah. No, he's showing
and he
it.
Keeps watching. He's sending it to everyone.
Over, isn't that incredible?
Jonesy, do you understand
That's
something?
That's unbelievable.
No,
I can't believe it
stop
happened.
Showing it.
That's an amazing thing.
Jonesy, do you understand you're already rich? It frustrates the rest of us.
Because
you're already, you built the Flyers out of $7 million at the end of your career. Right?
This is amazing.
Why don't you have video of how much you robbed from the Flyers, you fraud?
I'm a winner, baby.
Do you understand if Gannon gets hired, there's no way. Because who's the guy that used to be with the Eagles that's the Niners defensive?
D'Amico Ryans.
How?
He's unreal.
Would you explain?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. If that happens, people's heads will explode.
Well, yes. Oh. And now it's the other McCown, right?
If D'Amico Ryans is not hired before Jonathan Gannon, there should be a federal investigation.
And by the way, D'Amico Ryans played for Houston.
No, yeah.
D'Amico Ryans was a brilliant player and is a great defensive coordinator. Jonathan Gannon, go ask Seth Joyner. Go ask some people that played. They know Gannon stinks. Please, Houston, please. It'll be a beautiful road trip.
And we kept hearing the name Jonathan Gannon. It was like, I didn't know anything about Jonathan Gannon, but
that's one of the
saying,
best.
Boy, how are we gonna get Jonathan Gannon if
I promise Rhea and I will both call in during your show while we're on the road trip.
No worries.
Please.
I'll make it put you on hold.
I bet you will. That's what I did to Steven, but he's on now. Hi, Steve.
Angelo. Hi, team. Good
Hi,
morning.
Steven. How are you today?
I'm doing just great, Angelo. I'm really enjoying all the talk.
Well,
Eagle Shirley, Ray Didinger, it's been fabulous so far.
What are you feeling right now yourself, Steve?
Well, one of the highlights of the weekend for me was watching my wife watch the Rams game with the Bucks, and she was like screaming at the TV in that second half.
please don't let him come back again. Yes. Please.
Wow. Now,
she's got to be the biggest Tom Brady hater ever. And it was so great when he did get punched in the face or whatever happened, and he started crying to the ref, and then he got his personal foul.
Bit his own lip.
Rhea believes he bit his own lip to make it
He was
better.
Trying to get in the pantheon of Curt Schilling and the bloody sock. And
no, but hold on. There was some justice there, all right? He was crowing during the week about how he's, because he's Ty Brady, he gets the better for the doubt from the refs. And then he said something. It wasn't a lot. I guess it was Ndamukong Suh, one of those big guys. And they threw a flag. He got the first personal foul penalty in his career.
He said something to the referee.
He said something to the referee.
Hercules kid, right?
And they showed the blood.
So it was a horrible call.
Right. I mean, it was a bad call.
You shouldn't give him an unsportsman like it. But and they called it because of the
Tyreek
radio show.
Made
Jim Gray.
Tyreek Hill made a play late, and he was gesturing when he was running into the end zone. That was more of a taunt than Brady.
Yeah.
They didn't call it.
No, he did it because of the Jim, what's his name, Jim Gray?
Jim
that
Gray.
Whole interview. Yeah.
That's a weasel. All right, anyway, Steve, give me a best way to eat peanut butter.
Yes, that's why I definitely have something unique for you. You do have to make it yourself, but it's super easy. Even right. that first caller who's too lazy to right. do anything but open up a Reese's peanut butter cup,
yeah.
he could do it. It's a peanut butter wrap, and you can have it for breakfast or lunch. So you right. take your favorite wrap, like a wheat wrap.
Yeah.
Take your crunchy. I'm 100% with you, Angelo. Must be crunchy or extra crunchy.
Oh, extra crunchy.
Yes. So you spread that on the wrap.
Yeah.
Add some yogurt on top of it, like blueberry or strawberry, vanilla, whatever you like. A little bit of yogurt. Don't kill it. Then you put on some granola to add even more crunch.
Right now, and I'm throwing up in my mouth. Steve, wheat wraps and granola.
You wrap it up,
right?
And it's an incredible breakfast or lunch.
I think I'd rather eat sand. All right, Steve, stay on hold. Al's the judge. I'm not the judge. I got to get to KC. Tom's there. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Angelo. Good morning. Good morning, crew.
Tom, the criminals were rewarded again last night.
All right. Well, I'm going to take I'll take exception to that, and especially Bob Snowflake earlier that if the Eagle or anybody from Philadelphia isn't playing, the world stops. Well, I'm transplanted Philadelphian.
Yeah,
I'm out here. I attended games with my family at Franklin Field watching Ike Kelly.
Wow.
And those guys. So I go back a lot of years, and when they won, I leapt 5 feet off the surface.
Right, what's your point?
Oh, my God.
Get to the point. Get to the point.
The point is the exception. I'm sure they're talking about this most recent thing with fielding criminals, Willie Gay. And I'm just going to quote from Ian Rappaport's report. No one was touched beyond the broken appliance.
Hold on a second. Let me handle this one, Ange.
Please.
You're a man that size, and you break a vacuum cleaner in a fight with your ex-girlfriend. Don't tell me that it wasn't threatening and dangerous. Please don't even go there. You sound like an idiot.
No,
the latest report this morning is that it is alleged that his ex-partner, he trashed her apartment and then threatened to throw her down the stairs. Do you have any further comment, Tom?
No, and I certainly don't condone that.
Oh, but you don't?
Oh, no.
Goodbye.
But nothing was...
215.
Stop.
Give me a break. Al, I was stunned.
If it was...
This Willie Gay got involved in it. He had these problems. And what ultimately happened was Andy Reid said he was looking into it, adapt, and he cleared him to play on Friday. I was stunned by that. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
I thought he'd go, Willie, before I can play you, could you break one or two more laws? Seems like right now you have not done enough to be on my roster.
I hope that guy's proud of himself.
All you guys out there that really enjoyed Andy winning again last night, congratulations. It's another one for the prison team. 215-592-9494. When we come back, that's ironic. Pond Lee Hockey, my lawyers are coming up. But I do want to say just this. Jimmy Kemsky on the other side, Al, to talk about Jonathan Gannon. Mm-hmm. And people, I don't know what happened. I had a full board. I'm down to John, Matt, and Tom. You're going to get on right away. If you call 215-592-9494, you saw this great football. Let's talk about it. Al Morganti, what are our leaders so far in the best use of peanut butter on National Peanut Butter Day?
Some very strange ones. Peanut butter wrap, peanut butter pie, Butterfinger, which really isn't peanut butter.
There is no peanut butter in there. It's
peanut
just ground peanuts.
Ice cream, which is very good. Peanut PB&J and Reese's peanut butter.
You're trying too hard. It's simple. Jump on right now.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.